Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 146.
What's up, team? We're going to teach you how to develop your internal advertising campaign. Let's go. What's up, team? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset, the spot to get your mind right. And in this episode, we're going to give you a really powerful tool. I like to joke with people, hey, do you have a junk drawer in your house? You probably all do. We all do. Our brain is like that. Yeah, our brain is like that junk drawer. What we want to do is dump out those contents and start fresh and develop a toolkit. And one of the best tools we have to influence confidence, to influence belief, to master our mindset is our internal language, our internal voice. The human brain, we say about 6,000 up to 80,000 thoughts per day. And 4 out of 5 thoughts are negative. So we're doing basic math. That's 50,000 thoughts. That's 40,000 negative thoughts.
Let's go.
So, Imani, when you're about to do something, listeners, when you're about to do something, is your internal language, do you focus on all your mistakes? Are you reliving past failures? Are you catastrophizing what might happen into the future? Are you focusing on don't screw up, don't screw up? Well, that's just creating a roadmap for your subconscious, which is your body, to manifest and recreate those things that you don't want. Your brain's a magnet. So knowing this power, and knowing that the number one source of confidence backed by science from the BBC lab and supported by Dr. Michael Gervais, the mental performance psychologist with the Seahawks, they say self-talk is the number one source of confidence.
Huge.
So why would we not have a game plan going into walking into that first class at school, going into a social environment, taking that test, doing your debate, or you have a recital and music, you have a showcase on your dance team, you're giving a speech, you're playing a sport. Why would you not have a mental framework to help yourself feel and exude confidence?
Yeah, right?
Because the example I try to tell people is like in a football game, there's 3 hours of like from start to finish, like a high school game. There's 3 hours. The average play is like 5-6 seconds. The average time in between each play is like 15 to 25, 30 seconds. So there's only 11 minutes of competition, team.
Oh.
There's 2 hours of 49 minutes where you can think yourself into failure.
Yeah.
So this ad campaign, shout out to my homies at Limitless Minds. Shout out to our founders.
Oh.
Mr. Russell Wilson, Seattle Seahawks quarterback. Trevor Moad, his mental performance coach, Harry and DJ. So like, let's just take what Russell has been doing to help him succeed. And let's give us everyone. And I would say one of the biggest things that Trevor and Russell work on is language.
Yeah.
His language. So I've heard Harry tell the story. Harry is Russell's older brother. And he would say his more handsome brother. And he was telling how before the Super Bowl, when they beat the Broncos, the word that they focus on, Russell would focus on, was I'm built for this. Mm. I'm built for this. I'm built for this. And that was like the main theme of that, you know, like in between plays or warms, I'm built for this. Like, you know, stay neutral. I'm here. But, and they won that one. But what about when they lost the next one?
Yeah.
On the last, really the last play from scrimmage was an interception. Guess what, Russell, with his theme, I'm built for this. I can respond. I'm built to respond. I'm built to respond. If there's anybody that can respond to this, it's me. I'm built for this. And then what Trevor and Russell did is they watched videos of all of his fourth quarter comebacks, you know, throughout the years of high school, college, and Seattle. He had his best year the next year. So, team, we're going to give you a simple drill you can do to develop your own advertising campaign. What you say to yourself before you're about to do that thing. We're about to do something new. T-Money, let's just check in. Down in California, new environment, how is your self-talk right now?
I think it's actually really good. I've put a lot of emphasis on just like talking myself into situations and pushing myself to get out of my comfort zone, especially in a new environment. So I would say it's actually really solid right now.
That's good. Because I tell people, listeners, write this down. Words are tools. Words are tools. Mm. Words create a picture that you see and an emotion that you feel. A word creates a picture that you see and emotion that you feel. Like if I said, like in golf, like don't slice it, or don't fumble the punt. Don't strike out. Don't mess up in that project. You know, don't whatever. You're creating an image that your brain sees, that stores in your subconscious, that your cells feel emotionally that creates fear and anxiety, and that influences the actions that you take. So if we can start this thought cascade with a more productive plan and have an ad campaign, just like commercials. Commercials are selling their product service to influence you to buy. Are you buying what you're selling? Is your conscious brain saying the language that your subconscious needs to hear to believe? Because we have two minds. We have this conscious mind and the subconscious mind. 95 to 97% of our actions are controlled by our subconscious. So let's build an ad campaign, just like Nike says, just do it. Just like McDonald's says, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm
loving it.
Loving it. Geico, 15 minutes can save you 50%. You know, Arby's, we have the meats, man.
Yeah.
So it's like that stuff. Let's advertise to ourselves.
I'm
built for this, just like Russell Wilson. I believe. Okay, three ways we're going to build our ad campaign. The first thing I want you to do is take out a note card or a piece of paper, and I want you to write down, when have you had success before? When you've been in moments when you've delivered, when you've executed, when you did something that you're proud of. Why is this important? Here's why. Because the brain is like Velcro to negativity. It keeps a scoreboard of our failures. It doesn't keep a scoreboard of our wins. So we need to remind ourselves, Team Money, when you're about to do that broadcast, new environment. Actually, I've done hundreds of these shows or these games. Yeah. I've called all this stuff. So I love to think about the word trust. And we talked about trust earlier. So I think about me when I was playing at Washington State, playing football, dude, I was obsessing over don't drop it, don't drop it. If I can say, let's just actually do the math. How many balls have been thrown to me in practice, in training, have I caught? Like 99.9%. So why would I not just trust that I've done this before and just let my body does what it does instead of thinking about don't drop it, right?
Yeah.
But I would make a list. I've had big games. I've played in big moments or like given speeches. I've spoken in front of 2,000 people before. I can do this.
Exactly.
But this is what we call staying neutral. Let's go to facts instead of concocting false stories of the future that might go wrong. Let's go to facts. I've had success before. Give your brain some examples. Now, number two is, Team Money, how have you earned the right to be confident, to believe based on your preparation? So I would have you write down, hey, what are you doing to be prepared for this moment to deliver so you can trust? Well, I do podcasts all the time when it's go time. I record videos. I go live on Instagram. I go live on YouTube where there's no going back. Like I'm preparing. Yeah. Like I practice my calls when I'm watching games. I sit in my dorm room and I watch games and I call it as if I'm Kurt Herbstreit calling the game.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting my reps. So we don't rise to our goals, we fall to our preparation. But Team Money, you would make a visual list that you can see of the work you've done to earn the right to be confident. You've earned it. You're credible. This is called internal credibility. Okay. How about that? Do you like one and two?
Yeah, those are great. I love that internal credibility. Like prove it to yourself. Show yourself that you've done it. Talk yourself into that mindset.
Yeah, instead of talking yourself out of all the reasons why you're gonna fail, talk yourself into the reason why you're gonna succeed.
Exactly.
And this stat I like to remind people is that, you know, what we say to ourselves has 10 times the power versus what other people say to us. Mm. 10 times the power. So what someone else says to you only has 1/10 of the power of the language that you influence yourself with your inner voice, what you think to yourself and what you verbalize out loud. And the last one is instead of focusing on all the people that don't support you, don't like you, don't think you're good enough. Well, if you make a list of like 1 to 3 people who believe in you and see the greatness in you and love you unconditionally, why don't you focus on that instead of all the haters? You know, now we can get into another episode of like what is an anchor saying, but let's just focus on these three for this episode, your ad campaign. When have you had success before? How have you earned the right to be confident with your behaviors and your actions and how you're training? And then let's make a list of people who love you and believe in you. Focus on that energy, not on energy vampires. So Team Money, of those three, which one do you commit to do a better job of?
I think like just reminding myself why I have the right to be here, that second one. And reminding myself what I've done, why I'm prepared. I'm built for this, like you said, like with Russ. Just like reminding myself that I've been here, I've done this, I've called a million games, everything like that. Just talk yourself, instead of talking yourself out of something, talk yourself into it.
Ooh, put that on Twitter.
Let's all right, go.
Listeners, if you lead people, teach them this drill. This is a drill. This is a drill like you would practice anything in sport. This is a drill. Let's get that ad campaign and practice saying it to yourself. Practicing, having some rituals on when you build your ad campaign. You know, you can think yourself into mistakes or failure, or you can think yourself into greatness. And it starts with language. Words create pictures, emotions, beliefs, and actions. So if you guys like this episode, share with a friend, get the word out, give us a review. And guess what? Quiet Mind the Book is out, people.
Let's go.
Quiet Mind the Book. So you go to Amazon right now and type in Quiet Mind Colin Henderson. We got the book for adults and we got the book for kids, Quiet Mind for Kids. So let's get some more tools. Let's have a game plan. Mental conditioning is all about prehab. So let's be prehabbing.
I heard there's a book launch party coming up too.
There's a book launch party at Anthem Coffee in Puyallup Friday, September 10th. So if you listen to this, we're probably going to launch this close to the day before the day of. So we'd love to see you at Anthem Coffee. Let's make it happen. And we'd love to see your face. We'd love to sign a copy of a book. We'd love to give you a high five. We'd love to give you a COVID elbow hug, maybe. I'm back, so it's all good.
Let's go.
But let's go, guys. We love you so much. The body has limits,
but the mind is limitless. I'll tell you no matter.